The processional hymn 295, Come, Gracious Spirit, Heavenly Dove. You are welcome to our service on this festival of Pentecost, the 50th day of Easter, when we remember the coming of the Holy Spirit following our Lord's ascension into heaven. We begin with the opening greeting on page 201. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Almighty God, who on the day of Pentecost sent your Holy Spirit to the apostles with the wind from heaven and in tongues of flame, filling them with joy and boldness to preach the gospel, by the power of the same Spirit, strengthen us to witness to your truth and to draw everyone to the fire of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as they migrated from the east, they came upon a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. Otherwise we shall be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which mortals had built. And the Lord said, "Look, they are one people, and they all have one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language there so that they will not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. On page 121, we sing the traditional form of Easter anthems.
Christ our Passover is sacrificed.
The epistle is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, Are not all of those who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gradual hymn 299, Holy Spirit, come confirm us. Hear the Gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. John, chapter 14, beginning at verse 8.
Glory to you,
Lord Jesus Christ.
Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. some words from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 17. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Is there any reason at all for people to step inside a church? Does the church have any vision that would make the overwhelming majority who do not attend feel that it might be a place that they would want to go into? In the Bible, having a sense of vision is at the heart of the life of God's people. The book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people will perish." What the writer was saying was that if people have no idea what they are about or what they are working towards, then they tend to give up and things fall apart. Why would anyone stay involved with an organization that was so unsure of its purpose and which had no idea of what its future would be? In the book of Acts, St. Peter stands in the street at 9 o'clock in the morning on that first day of Pentecost and announces that what has taken place is a fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. The Old Testament prophet Joel looked towards a day when a sense of vision returned to the life of people. Peter declares that the moment anticipated by Joel has come. From the day of Pentecost onwards, the followers of Jesus were to be people inspired by the Holy Spirit and filled with the vision of what God wanted. If the church were being true to Jesus' calling, it would want to be similar to the church as it existed in the Acts of the Apostles. But when you look at Joel's vision of the future and then look at a typical church, one may have to admit that there is a very wide gulf between the vision and reality. Churches have become places that have, in many instances, long since been fit for purpose. There is no sense that the Holy Spirit has been sent to all people and guides and directs every thought and decision and action. If someone went to church on a Sunday morning to find out what goes on there, would they be able to point to things in the life of the church and in the lives of those present that would persuade them that God is present? Would the church be able to persuade them that it is a people of dreams and vision? Joel lived around about the 4th century BC in very uncertain times. The hopes of 2 centuries previously of a new and strong country had not been fulfilled. The country had been through economic and environmental disaster with drought and locusts. People were turning away from God, no longer trusting him. Joel knew what it was like to see people giving up on their faith. Joel would have understood current times. Faith in Joel's time was no easy matter. Those who held on to their beliefs would have wondered what the future might hold. Would the generations to come continue in the faith of their fathers? Even in Old Testament times, younger people went off and followed their own choices and preferences. Even in Joel's time, there were people who thought that God was no longer relevant to their lives. Joel would have stood in church today and said that these times are nothing new. Joel's answer would be that the day of the Lord, the day to which he had so looked forward, had come on the day of Pentecost. And what had the church made of the gifts that God had given? Read the Acts of the Apostles, Joel would say. Read about the gifts given to the church. These are gifts for the church now. Don't complain about the church not growing or younger generations not being interested if the church doesn't use the gifts that God has given. Joel would say that the opportunities are there to take. Dreams and visions. Joel would ask, what are your dreams and visions? Watch the bishops in their strange medieval outfits and ask, if this is the leadership of the church, then where are the dreams and visions? If Joel went to a church today, what would he make of it? Where is the vision? Would he feel at all inclined to step in off the street? I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Where is there a place for Joel? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in one God. Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord, of your people. Grant to the church strength, wisdom, and judgment through the Holy Spirit. Release in us and all your people the power of a living witness to the whole world, fulfilling your command to those who seek to follow you in truth. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop, for this group of parishes, and following our diocesan cycle of prayer, the parish of Glencraig and the rector, the Reverend Catherine Simpson. We pray too for Matthew Gaw being ordained deacon tonight to serve in the curacy of Donaghcloney and Waringstown. And we pray also for Lord Eames, who tomorrow is celebrating the 50th anniversary of his consecration as a bishop. As we reconnect in person over coming weeks and months, may the Holy Spirit continue to renew and inspire us in all we do. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, have mercy on a world where there is often speech without communication, relationships without love, and where people are separated by barriers of race and nationality. Send your Holy Spirit to show men and women their true needs and teach them to live together without fear. Bless Charles, our King, the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, the Secretary of State, Hilary Benn, and the government. The First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, Deputy First Minister, Emma Little Pengelly, and the Executive. President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Tánaiste Simon Harris, and the government in the Republic. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, grant us right judgment in our families and friendship and work. May we know your presence in every situation. Especially those situations where there is anxiety or confusion. Or in an inability to understand. We pray for Bert and Ruth Carlyle, celebrating the 64th anniversary of their marriage, remembering them and their particular circumstances of separation. We ask that you will help them remember that they remain united by your love and care, as well as their love for each other. Those circumstances when we are kept apart, may that unbroken harmony be shown in all our relationships. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, be close to those who are ill at home or in hospital. In particular, Val Cunningham. We pray as well who continue to suffer from coronavirus or are recovering from its effects. Give skill, sympathy, and resilience to all who are caring for the sick. Lord, in your mercy. Yeah. We remember those who now rejoice in the perfect knowledge and unclouded vision of your nearer presence. May their example strengthen and prepare us for the coming of joy made complete and love made perfect in your heavenly kingdom. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that he may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. We stand. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. From Thanks and Praise, hymn number 9, as we gather at your table.
Help us know, O God, your presence.
Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. We follow the first communion prayer on page 109. At the appropriate time, the words of the Holy, Holy, Holy may be found in the insert at the back of the prayer book. Let us pray. The Lord is here.
His presence with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, according to whose promise the Holy Spirit came to dwell in us, making us your children and giving us power to proclaim the gospel throughout the world. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. faithful God, who fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, open our lips by your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The Spirit of truth lead you into all truth. Give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the words and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Immediately following this service, there will be light refreshments served in the parochial hall in support of Christian Aid. And I do encourage you to go across and support the work of Christian Aid and also continue our fellowship this morning in less formal surroundings. The parish is planning to hold an afternoon tea fundraising event in the autumn. And there is an inaugural planning meeting for ladies of the parish on this coming Tuesday evening, the 10th, in the hall at 8 o'clock. It would be appreciated if as many as possible could attend and help in the planning of this. Sunday next, Trinity Sunday, at 10 o'clock, our traditional Children's Day service and prize giving. And the service will also include holy baptism. I do encourage our various families, particularly those with children, to come along, and also grandparents, aunts, uncles, and siblings. And for all parishioners to come along and support our young people next Sunday. Children's Day service, 10 o'clock next Sunday. On Wednesday week, that's Wednesday the 18th of June, the Wednesday Club will meet. There'll be an end-of-season games and tea party. Booking is required for catering purposes, so please contact Patricia Halliday or Violet Swarbrick if you intend to come. All seniors in the community are welcome, even if you haven't been able to attend previous Wednesday club meetings. And the activities of the club, of course, will resume again in September. That's next Wednesday, 11, is it? 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And looking ahead to Sunday week, Sunday the 22nd of June, the bishop has asked that there is a special collection at all our services that day for Gaza relief. I think day by day we hear of the catastrophic situation there, and this initiative has come about really from people like yourselves and also the clergy who have impressed upon the bishop the need to do something extra for the situation. So if you could bear that in mind, please, Sunday week, the 22nd of June, a special collection for Gaza relief. The recessional hymn on the sheet provided, Fire of God, Titanic Spirit.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.